Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It's your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage much more clean film visionaries to express themselves to y'all. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time this Tuesday to rock out with me tonight. I appreciate the time that you take out, because you don't have to. You could have been doing anything else, but you're working with us, so it means the world to me. So everybody who's on via phone and also listening via web, I do appreciate you. I humbly thank you. And please, 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 mark it in your calendar. We're going to be back in the building at the Arts Council. January 29th, we'll be back in the building. I will be your host at Illusion Mike, featuring the one on Moody Black. And the band will be in the building, and we're going to make this thing, we're going to make it pop. And so let's get it, everybody. All right, so with that being said, let's go and get started with our first track for the night. Let's get it.
Turned up,
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous going picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love. Play a guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings. Like you're loving on me, infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody, soothe me, release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar. Therapeutically, play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings for me.
I was thinking about hope. As I looked towards the hills from which cometh my help, blue eyes and brown eyes, I see visions, hoping to see something great at the end of the rainbow, the end of a prosperity. The long way straight, not broad and narrow, not great things and arrows, but hope for a life of prosperity, hope for a life there in heaven. Great things as we think about life as we know it, seemingly great, we continue to provide in the greatness and faith we show it. Hoping to see something of the youth today, that we grow up and be the ways that we should be brought up. Pointed to great things, a point of a control, self-control with greatness of the meekness. Still I hope to see better days and lives before I can lie down and die and cry. But still I hope I can see the day that my strength is stronger than it used to be, stronger than it was. It's just the beginning because my strength is hope. Hope is what I live for. Hope is who I am. Truth.
They thought you would not survive, but you did. You did. You did. You survived from the things that they had said about you. You survived from the things that they had said you couldn't do. You survived from the pain that they had cost you. God is enlarging your territory. The word territory also means authority. God is giving you new authority in His divinity. I'm Prophet Craig Smith, and you can visit my website at www.yourmiracle.org. Once again, that's www.yourmiracle.org. You survived all of their weapons. You're in charge of everything because God is enlarging you, and you're in charge.
Folks always trying to tell you how to say how you feel and how to express your truths. But it's all art and math, baby. Just tell your story.
Yeah. Pull them layers back. Show the world your art. And make them do the math. It's just a special set. Pull them layers back. Show the world your art. And make them do the math. It's just a special set. Just a special set. Just a special set. Pull them layers back. It's just a special set. Just a special set. Just a special set. And make them do the math. It's just a special set.
Funny how life is art and math. And we are performing algebraic artifacts. So take note of how we make our life an art of facts. See, we may seem like ordinary numbers, but there's variables or things that happens in our life that add on to our greatness. Like overcoming obstacles. Like not having the job you want and finally getting it. Or that blessing you get when you finally able to pay your rent in the nick of time, right before getting evicted. Or just making it out of any situation when you didn't think you were. Like sacrifice all you have for a dream and finally seeing it come true. Like I used to feel I couldn't provide for my family like I wanted. How I was more Pablo Picasso than Albert Einstein when my art wasn't paying the bills, so I used to feel my numbers weren't right. Like X times what I put myself through plus Y times the cards I was dealt equals failure. But poetry is my formula for self-expression. Cause life operates to add stepping stones and stumbling blocks. But I subtract stress with a stanza. Multiply my meaning of life with a metaphor. Divide my obstacles with my determination. The struggle added to the sum of my fears. I made mistakes that had cost me everything I had. But me getting back up made the difference. Yeah, I may be a product of my past, but I'm not a prisoner of it. See how I express myself through these problems? Where life is art and math? How I never give up is part of the solution? See how I'm a walking artifact? See how I live to make art a fact? How I factor in endless possibilities of being the greatest version of myself? How expressing myself can ignite full expression in others? Like my brother from another mother recently told me,
that in October 2017, at his first open mic, hearing our words gave him life. Cause the week before, he thought about subtracting himself. Can't you see? This is what it's all about. To see how you fit in this equation of life, despite the variables, it's all about the art and math. Cause in my vision, I see people of all ages, no matter the numbers, picking up pens, writing and speaking their feelings, when words really heal, inspire, motivate, and connect people. And I will make a living and give life with my art of language. I plan to make a difference. That's how it adds up in my head. And no, I don't have delusions of grandeur. I have a formula for it. Like X times how hard I grind plus Y times my passion equals leaving a legacy for my kids. How my self-expression will gain me success, and success is freedom. I guess self-expression is emancipation. So I will emancipation proclamation my purpose. This is setting myself free, and I'm all about expressing myself. Like me being loud when I perform. I'm sorry, but the loudness of my poems and honing my craft multiplied by my heart equals I ain't got nothing to lose. So please choose to fully express yourself. You can either be an autumn leaf blowing in the wind, or you can be a flower growing in the middle of winter. Just define your art, define your math in this equation called life, and fully express yourself.
You get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like there's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that, and they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking no rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G-Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, I'm by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna
bother
give you
me, I'm working.
Feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph imposed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost, Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quit to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. Where was the reason, the logic? Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. Her back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the first round so far. I just want to take the time on this Tuesday night to rock out with me right here on the Lyrical Cypher. Don't forget, I'm going to keep plugging this date. After a while, you're going to be able to tell me January 29th, Saturday, January 29th at the Art Council. 420 at Kinston, North Carolina. Doors at 5. Those start 8:30. I think it's 11. I will be hosting the show, Moody Black Wilson. Also, me and Van, a loose band of Jason Chime and Hilden. We're going to rock out and have a wonderful time. And with you guys, keep spreading the word. Keep telling everybody. Or we will be social distancing and all that good stuff. But would love to have y'all. I'm in the building. I'm getting back into the building starting January 29th. We're kicking off by the grace of God. For anybody who wants to come to the show, it's $10 for open mic talent. It's only $5. Again, if you want to come to the show, it's $10 for open mic talent. It's only $5. We actually cut the price in that. So let me go ahead and shout out in the building. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing fine, Ms. Chyna. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on the line. Good to hear your voice.
I've been listening. I've been listening. Last week, I just fell asleep and woke up mad. I think I woke up at 9:45, burning hot.
Oh, you're
I was
fine.
So upset. But anyway, I just want to say 53 and counting.
Amen.
I'm feeling wonderful.
Girl.
That's 53 days. I'm
feeling
wonderful. I'm about to eat my dinner. Yeah. Well, I miss you, and hopefully I'll be able to, you know, get back into class. But
yes.
Anyway, I love you. And keep
on
rocking
too.
Out, Mama.
All right, buddy. And I miss you too. And look, we'll get you back in the building next year.
Yes, ma'am. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Make it in the building. Surprise. All right. I got Dawn and Dwayne in the building. What's up, Dwayne? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey, hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
How about you? Hey. Y'all doing
good? Yeah.
We doing good.
That's awesome. It's a big day now.
Yeah, we waiting for the weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah, this weekend.
What?
Yeah, she said the big day this weekend.
Yep.
Yep.
Y'all excited?
Yeah, we ready.
Somebody getting married.
Yes, we is.
Won't he do it? I'm happy for y'all. All right, but thank y'all for calling me. I appreciate y'all. Y'all please enjoy the show.
All right,
let's go.
Yo, I feel like I'm 15 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9 yeah. Place. This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time, we had to move to the side. Let the cars pass by, they back in the street. We playing again, but it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time it ends of the evening and my family is partying. Grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hold through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and his spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, 1-3, Paul Play, Lafayette Shores, and know you, my man, the right one in view. Doing the right thing.
All the VA.
And y'all never thought y'all be dead. It's a spoken word.
Holding me down.
Check. 13 and Nazareth.
Check
in the building.
Out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm out.
Uh-huh. And I'm happy to be alive. Happy that I survived. Happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good. Say
yep.
it. I feel good. Say
yep.
it. I feel good. Say
yep.
it. I feel good.
Uh-huh.
Put your hands up in the sky. Put your hands up. In the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them. We'll be right back.
L-J-F-Y. They say I'm a rapper, I say no. They say, but you can't deny you got that flow. I say,
Ill Nation.
Been a couple weeks and everything's changed. Things change. January 28th, I'll never forget. I got dropped from the label, but I left for respect. As the hairs elevate on my neck, I realize it's a journey, so it's on to the next. So, oh no, Will, check yourself, you better respect yourself. To all the work you put in, so don't wreck yourself. It's a cold world and it's dirty, so protect yourself. The stars align, the satellite TV direct yourself. The odd words, proverbs that'll wreck my path. Get it?
Nah.
Man, sometimes you just gotta laugh. See, that's the insider. For the people who never been insider.
Insider.
A Bible.
Bible.
But who's the one to blame to get the answer? Look in the mirror and ask that person's name. Woo. The next few weeks was the hardest, I must admit.
Yo.
But not one time did I consider the word quit. I was rolling around a G, telling my peeps the news that they will keep rocking. But I was feeling the blues.
Yo.
Sip and Tarika said you got it, Briscoe.
Yo.
Young Trevi, Boy Floyd said you got it, AB said you got it, Vaughn said you got it, Church said you got it, Raymond and Jamar said you got it, Crystal said you got it, Mia said you got it, Bree said you got it, London said you got it, Mom said I got it, and my fam said I got it, so I got it. Safe to say I got all the help. Everybody believed in me, but I didn't know myself. I didn't think I deserved all the praise, but I started seeing clearer ever since I got saved. And I realized that it won't happen right now, but my path was already clean for my lifestyle. Praises go up, then the blessings coming right down. Cause ever since the cycle, people saying that I'm nice now. But I'm just being me, staying in my lane, spitting like a veteran, but I'm a student to the game. Ain't stupid to the fame, never stupid to the rain. I realize that all the lessons come truly from the pain. I've been performing in churches, I'm getting better cheers. Already performed more than I did last year. Something about the stage, man, I feel so alive. I've been performing that illusion and it's such a cool vibe. Best live band kicking any beat I can ride, and I freestyle every single song out of sight. Hey, y'all gotta make it to them, see I ain't the same dude. I'm turning to an MC and the feeling's pretty cool. I do it for the most high, do it for the culture, do it for the people gone through lyrical torture, do it for the sound, cause I would never distort you. My album is my baby and I would never abort you. I would have plenty, I'm sure I get it again, but right now, let me show you how I sing with this pen. I start a song and the energy the same as the end. I stay flowing, stay calm, still claim it's the win. It's Io Nation, Dream Chaser, hashtag it, Mr. Future, Adidas sponsor. Yeah, I gotta grab it, I just gotta keep moving and stay in my lane. Like everybody said, you gotta keep doing your thing. I've been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Will.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go, it's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all, just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up, and every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth, and he hit it hard just to show the fiend it did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the finger and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is gonna show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the Rev said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the Rev shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did their thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience, and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the Rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured that he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So the music goes out at 35.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys have enjoyed the show thus far. I'm actually about to give the nugget, or my gem I usually drop, before I get ready to close out with the show. But as I learn, I grow, I try to pass on to you. And if you can use it, please use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. I still love you the same. And my nugget for the day, excuse me, is believe in you. Believe in you. And I decided that existing is not an option for me anymore. Like, just existing. I know we work, we do things. It's one of his seasons, and I know he said, I don't want to be living to die. I want to be dying to live. I want to be excited about living and enjoying life to the best of our ability. We only get one. So just encouraging you to believe in you and live your life to the fullest. Don't just exist. Live. Live like never before. Enjoy your life. Put a smile on your face. Hug your loved ones. Hug yourself. Love on yourself. Be patient with yourself. And find that peace within and that happiness that you can muster for you. And spread that love to other people. Because sometimes we get so caught up in the mundane. We get so caught up in all the things that happen in life, and we forget about living and loving, you know. So don't forget to love on those people, love on each other, and love on yourself, and get that love back. I would hate for you to look back and say, dang, I wish I would have called China, or dang, I wish I would have called Tamika, or dang, I wish I would have called Nancy, or dang, I wish I would have called blah, 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 whatever. Like, I'm claiming longevity over all our lives, but I want you to look back and say, dang, I wish I would have done something or said something when you had an opportunity now, because we're here. So don't forget to call your mama, your grandmama, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your significant other, your husband, your wife, your loved ones, your kids. Love on yourself and spread that love as you're loving on yourself. You know what it feels like. Pass it on and really show people you care, you know. Somebody need to hear that today. And hopefully that can help you. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. They'll love you the same. So with that being said, let's get ready to close out the show. And perfect way to close out the show is this song. And my sister did the cover, Somebody Loves You. Hopefully it's you that you loves you so you can love somebody else.
It happened so suddenly. I woke up one morning with you on my mind. No matter what I did, couldn't stop thinking about you. Wanted to miss that replay of yesterday. 'Cause somebody loved you, baby. Whoa.